Jupiter joins us today from the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center at 38 Bethel Street for a look at what's happening at the center in December and January. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. Hauling Back is the title of an ongoing exhibit featuring multi-generational fishing families and businesses here in the South Coast. Now, the sixth in the series is the Nanfelt family, owners of Kyler's Seafood and Kyler's Seafood Market. I think everyone knows where that is, off 195. So tell us about the exhibit.
Yeah, so as you said, this is an ongoing series of in-person mini exhibits at the center at 38 Bethel Street, as well as a kind of digital exhibit that lives permanently on our website, fishingheritagecenter.org, as well as on our kind of growing YouTube channel. So as part of this exhibit, we've sent Phil Mello, kind of a longtime friend of the Fishing Heritage Center, as well as local videographer Markham Starr, out into the communities to interview members of these multi-generational fishing families, to document their story through photography and videography. So the work that they've done, the video they've created, the photographs they've taken on site at these different locations, including Kyler's Seafood and Kyler's Catch, will be incorporated into this exhibit, as well as a short film that will be up to view next early as next week, December 11th.
Sure.
And the exhibit that will be about Kyler's Seafood and the Nanfelt family. They've been a really significant players in the seafood industry here in New Bedford since 1946, when they opened as coastal fisheries here on the waterfront. That exhibit about their family, the evolution of that business, is going to be opening on Thursday, December 11th in person at the Fishing Heritage Center. Yep, a great time with AHA Night as well.
All right. And I understand that every one of the past exhibits is available online.
That's right. So as I mentioned, in collaboration or in partnership, I guess, with the in-person exhibits, all of the families that we've featured so far, starting with Turk's Seafood in Mattapoisett, all the way up to the one that's currently up about the Bendixson family who own Radar's Trawl here in New Bedford. All of those are up digitally on our website, so you can view the exhibit materials. Our archivist, Connor Gaudette, has also been working to upload all of the additional photographs, the interview transcripts, everything that has been related to this project that Phil and Mark have collected over the last several months. Sure. Those are also available to view as part of our online collections database, which is accessible right through our website, fishingheritagecenter.org.
Okay. So, folks, look, the weather's cold. It's going to be a little difficult throughout the winter months, sure. So if you'd like to see some of these things, it's all online.
That's right.
And it's all at, what's the address again? Give it to me.
Fishingheritagecenter.org.
Fishingheritagecenter.org. Well, your marketing intern, Nadia, has created a social media campaign called Wednesday on the Water.
That's right.
And she is now asking fishermen to contribute photos and videos to it. What's that all about?
So this is actually a returning program that she started earlier this year over the late spring and in the summer, where we solicited photographs, videos from members of the commercial fishing industry here in New Bedford and all around the South Coast. It was a way to engage with the fishing community in a way that we hadn't really been able to or didn't really have the bandwidth to do before Nadia started as our kind of marketing intern, and she's really taken the idea and ran with it. And we've gotten a lot of great response when we did it the first time earlier this year, and we've kind of run through our backlog essentially. So she's put the word out again on our social media and through our website and our digital newsletter to encourage fishermen to give us photographs while they're out on a trip, whether they're working here on shore, whether they're participating in a community event with their family. We'll take it all. All we ask is if you send us videos or photographs, you could DM us directly through social media, Facebook or Instagram. You can send me an email at programs@fishingheritagecenter.org, and I'll send them along to Nadia. All we ask is that if you give videos or photographs, just be sure to include your name and the name of your boat as well, so we can give proper credit with this, and we'll be sure to tag you on Facebook as well.
Very good. Well, still ongoing at the Fishing Heritage Center is the gallery exhibit Ceremonies and Celebrations.
That's right.
How long is that up?
That'll be up through the spring of next year, actually. And it's been a lot of fun so far learning about different ceremonies and celebrations through the years, from the Scallop Festival to the Blessing of the Fleet, and just engaging people about what it means to be a part of the fishing community, and how that the idea of community in the fishing industry here in New Bedford has changed over the years.
So, first of all, I enjoy looking at those old celebrations. You get to see people you've forgotten about.
That's
frankly,
right.
And play important roles.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the Working Waterfront Festival
certainly
has, I'm sure there are photos of that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. As part of this exhibit, it is coincided with, again, our archivist, Connor Gaudet, has been working through the backlogs of all of the Working Waterfront Festival stage logs, all of the photographs and videos that were taken and were compiled during those years. It's been a bear of a process for him. But the hope is to get that all online and accessible so people can reminisce about the good old days of the Waterfront Festival.
I know that people love that festival.
They certainly do.
Also, and as evidence of that, the success of Scallopalooza
absolutely
this summer at your place. So I know I've talked with your director numerous times about it.
Certainly.
And I know others have talked with about it, city officials. I'd love to see it come back in a way that is not too much work for
sure.
Volunteers.
I think that's always been the hope, is in, you know, someday somehow to bring back that festival.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment with the work we've got going on at the Fishing Heritage Center, you know how hard we work over there, Jim.
Sure.
It's been, we just don't have the staff or the capacity to bring it back at this point. But again, one of the fun things about this Ceremonies and Celebrations exhibit, one of the things we wanted to do as part of it was to showcase some of those events that people know and love and remember, including the scallop shucking contest. Great example, including cooking demonstrations and presentations and music. So hopefully within the next year, though we might not be able to meet again in September, just this yet, to redo the festival, hopefully you'll get to see a lot of those events that made it so special for people, again, at the Fishing Heritage Center.
Again, that's at fac.org, fishingheritagecenter.org. You can see the online pictures and videos that Joe is talking about. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Joe Ritter from the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center. He's the program's director there. There are several events coming up in December and January. The first is December 11th, Aha Night, in addition to the new exhibit on the Nanfelt family. There is also a scallop shell decorating program. It's free. It starts at 5:30.
That's right. This is always one that I personally look forward to. I love this craft. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
These scallop shells come straight from the Atlantic, donated by our friends at Atlantic Shellfish Corporation, who helped us out a lot for Scallopalooza. They've donated the shells for this activity as well. These shells are a really fun, family-friendly activity, and they make great holiday gifts, Christmas tree ornaments, mantelpiece decorations, you name it. So it'll be a really casual evening. Come in with your little ones, or if you've got an artistic bent in your body, come in and decorate a shell for yourself as well. We won't discriminate. You could also stop by and grab some complimentary hot chocolate as well. I hear it's going to be kind of chilly next week. And then, of course, it's a great time to support all of the local artists and jewelers and authors who consign with us in our gift shop. We're going to be offering a special 10% holiday discount across all of the items in our gift shop. So now's the opportunity, if you're looking for a gift for somebody about commercial fishing or a maritime bent, come by and see us Thursday, December 11th.
Holiday stroll on Saturday the 13th, 2 to 4, courtesy of downtown New Bedford. There will be activity at the Fishing Heritage Center
that day
as well. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening then?
Well, this is a very special event because not only will you get to interact with the center, its staff and volunteers and our exhibits, there are also going to be some special VIP guests this year, Jim. I'm talking, of course, about Salty Santa and Mrs. Claus. Now, that is Mrs. Claus spelled C-L-A-W-S, keep in mind. So they'll be hanging around to meet with kids, make sure they've been nice this year, not naughty. They'll be doing a special story time presentation. And kids will also get to participate in a seasonal seafood scavenger hunt throughout the space as well.
December 19th, another film shown as part of the documentary series, a free presentation of the film Stryker's Passing, 7 p.m. at the theater in the National Park Visitors Center on William Street. Joe, what's the movie all about?
Well, you may remember a couple of years ago we did an exhibit about sword fishing here in New Bedford and along the South Coast. That was a really special exhibit. We learned a lot, and we engaged with so many people in the community who were old sword fishermen who shared their knowledge, who shared their customs and interests with us. And this documentary was something that was made by a local filmmaker named Jeremy Mayhew. And if that name sounds familiar, the Mayhews of Martha's Vineyard have been a really significant sword fishing family and a fishing family for generations now. So this film made by Jeremy Mayhew is about Jeremy's father, Captain Gregory Mayhew, sadly he's passed away, but was at one time the last swordfish striker. So the guy who'd handle the harpoon to strike the swordfish in the water operating on the Martha's Vineyard. So this documentary was made about 2000. It follows him on one of his swordfishing trips throughout the entire trip. So you can see the method of capture. You can learn a little bit about the history of his family and really what it means to be a commercial fisherman working today.
Here's another film, January 16th, 7 p.m., National Park Visitors Center, entitled Love and Greece. It's created by WBZ.
That's right. So this one is all about Gloucester's Greasy Pole competition, which really needs no introduction, but this is a special tie-in with our current exhibit, Ceremonies and Celebrations. One of the things we talk about is the Blessing of the Fleet, which is something that has happened in a lot of different fishing ports here in New England and all up and down the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We've held one here in New Bedford, as you well know. Yep. They certainly did that as well in Gloucester. And as part of that every year, part of the larger celebrations, they also did this Greasy Pole celebration, which is such a unique part of the Gloucester fishing community up there.
Tell us what it is.
Well, essentially, I can't tell you. You can't tell it. Yeah, so essentially it's a number of young men participate attempting to capture a pennant, which is at the end of this greased telephone pole hanging out in the middle of the harbor.
Uh-huh.
And so they race across to see if they can snag that pennant. Most of them end up in the water, although one of them, if they're able to, grabs the pennant at the end and they get the bragging rights at the end of the ceremony. So this documentary was made a couple of years ago by WBZ in Boston. It follows the history of that Greasy Pole competition and talks about why that's so important in Gloucester's maritime tradition and the commercial fishing industry. And the documentary also interviews a number of former contestants and former winners as well.
New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center, open from 10 to 4, Thursday through Saturday. So thank you for coming in. And again, to learn more, see the online exhibits, it's fishingheritagecenter.org, O-R-G. It's spectacular stuff. Great pictures that people have donated. It really is terrific. So, Joe, I hope the holidays are good for you and folks at the Fishing Heritage Center. We'll talk with you next in February.
Thank you so much, Jim. Looking forward to it.
Take care. That's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for making this program available on the air and on social media. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a great Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.